Oop, Nepal. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Vice President, His Excellency Ambassador Jose Valencia, Madam Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, all protocols observed. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Least Developed Countries Group. We align ourselves with this statement delivered by Peru on behalf of G77 and China. The LDCs Group thanks the UNCTAD for the Digital Economy Report 2024, which focuses on environmentally sustainable digitalization. We thank Madam Secretary General, Madam Sirimani, and all the esteemed panelists for their outstanding presentations. We thank the core donors of the e-commerce and the digital economy program, namely Australia, Germany, Netherlands, Sweden, and Switzerland. Mr. President, the report calls for minimization of side effects and maximization of utility of digitalization, as the benefits are immense. The reports reflect that unconsensuous digitalization could impact environmental and social sustainability. The report states that the developing countries are suffering disproportionately from digitalization's negative environmental effects due to digital divide and lack of value addition. The average waste generated per person in a developed country is 3.2 kg, 1 kg in developing countries, and 0.21 in LDCs, which depicts divides in terms of access, affordability, and uses. It is concerning that the developing countries are facing unequal ecological exchanges even while trading e-wastes. High-value e-wastes like circuit boards go from developing to developed countries for recycling, while low-value e-wastes follow opposite route. Mr. President, it is concerning that the geopolitical competition for controlling raw materials for digitalization could exacerbate production efficiency and environmental footprint. The report also points out the lack of harmonized and comprehensive assessment of the environmental impacts of digitalization. Mr. President, many policies and strategies have been recommended in the report, including shift to circular economy, greater transparency, promotion of responsible consumption and production, transition to green energy sources, comprehensive e-waste management, equitable benefit sharing of costs and benefits, embracing digital sustainability mindset, and enhanced cooperation between stakeholders. We would like to underscore some of the key findings of the report. A. Sustainable and inclusive digitalization requires a reversal of the unequal ecological exchanges and vulnerabilities faced by developing countries. B. Countries at different levels of development are unevenly affected by environmental impacts related to the various stages of the digitalization cycle. C. Role of countries for environment protection varies based on countries' capabilities, historical responsibilities, and level of development based on the principle of CBDR. Number D, tailored and nuanced solutions are needed to advance digital transformations in developing regions. Number E, policy efforts are likely to succeed while implemented with sustainability and inclusion at the core. Number F, low-income countries require sufficient assistance to strengthen their capabilities for digitalization and environmental sustainability, and to ensure that they can participate effectively in a more circular global digital economy. Finally, we appreciate the policy recommendations present in tabular format in the report. And before I wrap up, I would like to pose some inquiries. First is, how can the platforms, products, and services be designed in ways that foster sustainable consumption by default, as mentioned in the report, in relation to circular economy? And owing to the fact that only 7.2% of the world economy is circular, is the circularity not very attractive because non-circularity is more profitable? And are sustainable consumption and business profitability conflicting concepts? I thank you, Mr. President.